请我们打开马太福音第二十八章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28.
马太二十八章。
Matthew 28.
我们从第一节念到第八节。
We'll read from verse 1 to verse 8.
有英文的圣经的弟兄姐妹可以跟着一起念。
If your Bible is in English, you can follow along and read as well.
安息日将近，七日的头一天，天快亮的时候，摩大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚来看坟墓。忽然地大震动，因为有主的使者从天上下来，把石头滚开，坐在上面。他的相貌如同闪电，衣服洁白如雪，看守的人就因他吓得浑身乱颤，甚至和死人一样。天使对妇人妇女说，不要害怕，我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣，他不在这里，照他所说的已经复活了。你们来看安放主的地方，快去告诉他的门徒说，他从死里复活了，并且在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他。看啊，我已经告诉你们了，妇女们就急忙离开坟墓，又害怕又大大的欢喜，跑去要报给他的门徒。我们再来看马可第十六章。
Let's also turn to Mark chapter 16.
我们从第一节读到第十一节。
We'll read from verse 1 to 11.
无论你是哪一个语言的圣经，我们都一起来读。
Again, let's read aloud together, be it in Chinese or English.
过了安息日，摩大拉的玛利亚和雅各的母亲玛利亚并撒罗米买了香膏，要去膏耶稣的身体。七日的第一日清早出太阳的时候，他们来到坟墓那里，彼此说，谁给我们把石头从墓门滚开了呢？那石头原来很大，他们抬头一看，却见石头已经滚开了。他们进了坟墓，看见一个少年人坐在右边，穿着白袍，就甚惊恐。那少年人对他们说，不要惊恐，你们寻找那钉十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣，他已经复活了，不在这里，请看安放他的地方。你们可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得说，他在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他，正如他从前所告诉你们的。他们就出来从坟墓那里逃跑，又发抖又惊奇，什么也不告诉人，因为他们害怕。在七日的第一日清早，耶稣复活了，就先向摩大拉的玛利亚显现。耶稣从他身上曾赶出七个鬼，他去告诉那像来跟随耶稣的人，那时他们正哀恸哭泣。他们听见耶稣活了，被玛利亚看见，却喜不喜。路加福音二十四章一到十二节。
Luke chapter 24 verse 1 to 14.
约翰福音二十章一到十八节。
John chapter 20 verse 1 to 18.
为了时间的缘故，我们就不念了。
To save time, we will not read it aloud together.
但是希望弟兄姊妹回去自己还是把那两段圣经都念过。
So hopefully the brothers and sisters will go back and read these two passages themselves.
我们再来看一下哥林多前书十五章。
Now let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们先读第三节和第四节。
Let's read verse 3 and 4.
我们还是同声的来读。
And let's read aloud together.
我当日所领受的又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了。我们再看第十七节。
And let's look at verse 17.
基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪。我们再从第二十节看到第二十二节。
Now let us read from verse 20 to 22.
但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人出熟的果子。死既是因一人而来，使人复活也是因一人而来。在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。末了我们再读使徒行传第二章。
And finally, let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
我们从二十四节读到第二十八节。
Let us read from verse 24 to verse 28.
神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为他原不能被死毕竟。大卫指着他说：“我看见主藏在我眼前，他在我右边，叫我不致摇动。”所以我心里欢喜，我的灵快乐，并且我的肉身要安然在指望中。你因你既不将我的灵魂写在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见死坏，你将生命的道路指示我，必叫我因见你的面得着满足的快乐。请弟兄姊妹的圣经不要合起来，我们有一点祷告。
Now, brothers and sisters, keep your Bibles open, but let's bow for a word of prayer.
天父，我们实在感谢你，我们有这样的好的机会可以聚集在你的面前。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity to gather before you.
我们深深的相信，我们的聚集不是徒然。
We deeply believe that our coming together is not in vain.
因为我们相信你呼召我们到你脚前是为着要对我们说话。
But you have called us here before you because you want to speak to us.
所以我们恳切地求你帮助讲的也帮助翻译的。
And so we beg you to use the speaker and the translator.
更求你帮助我们每一个人。
And help each and every one of us.
开通我们的耳朵。
Open our ears.
预备我们的心。
Prepare our hearts.
好让我们真遇见你
so that we may meet you truly
我们真看见你
that we might see you
我们真听得见你
that we might be able to hear you
我们把晚上这一点的时间摆在你的手上
we commit this time this evening into your hands
我们相信你的应许
we trust your promise
你的宝血是有功效的
your blood has effect
我们纵然有许多的亏欠和软弱
though we have many weak and failing.
在宝血的底下父是悦纳我们的
but we are accepted by the Father because under the blood
我们更感谢主的应许
and we are thankful for the Lord's promise
两三个人奉着主的名聚集
that when two or three are gathered in his name
主必定在我们中间
the Lord will be among us
但愿复活的主晚上在我们中间
Oh, may the resurrected Lord be among us tonight.
你亲自来对我们每一个人说话。
May you personally come and speak to each and every one of us.
我们等候、仰望、祷告是靠主耶稣基督的名。
We wait and hope and look to you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
相信弟兄姊妹这几年都知道我们在主面前一直来思想我们看看我们这一位荣耀美丽的主。
Brothers and sisters, you know that over the years we have come to take a look at our glorious and beautiful Lord.
那我们这一次在主面前是要看到关于主在地上他一生最末了的时间。
And this time we want to take a look at his last days on earth.
所以我们这次要看主的复活
We want to look at the Lord's resurrection
主的升天
His ascension
以及主的再来
And His coming again
关于复活
Now regarding the resurrection
对我们很多基督徒而言
To many Christians
我们觉得这个是一个很平常的一个道理
We think that this is a very basic truth.
所以我们读圣经的时候
And so when we read the Bible,
我们看到这些门徒们
when we see these disciples,
这么的没有信心
so little faith.
你看天使都向他们显现了
I mean, even angels appear to them.
连那些连玛利亚也亲眼看见了主
even Mary saw him with her own eyes.
这些人都告诉这些门徒
AndThey told the disciples.
门徒照样吓得半死。
But the disciples were still terrified.
照样在那边痛哭。
They were weeping.
照样在那里不相信。
They were not believing.
我们觉得好奇怪。
And we think it's strange.
我们觉得我们相信复活好容易啊。
I mean, it's easy for us to believe in
the resurrection. 他们怎么不信了？
Why don't they believe it?
其实弟兄姊妹，我们真相信吗？
But brothers and sisters, do we truly believe it?
我们是用这里信呢还是用这里信
Are we believing in our heads or in our hearts?
我记得很清楚我小学的时候
I remember very clearly when I was in elementary school
那个时候有人送了我们家一只绿色的小鹦鹉
Someone had given us a little green parrot
哦这只鹦鹉好聪明啊
And it was so smart
我在家的时候
As long as I was home
我就把它从笼子里面拿出来
I would take him out of his cage.
哇，他就会在家里到处飞来飞去。
And he would fly all around.
然后他就会飞到我的肩膀上。
And he would come and perch on my shoulder.
然后就跟我玩。
And he would play with me.
然后可以飞到我的手上。
And he could fly onto my hand.
然后跟我玩。
And play with me.
啊，你可以教他很多东西。
And you could teach him so many things.
好可爱的一个小鹦鹉。
It was an adorable parakeet.
但他最讨厌的就是他有时候飞到我头上。
Now what was very annoying is once in a while he would fly in my head.
你知道他飞到头上干什么吗
？And you know what he was doing on my head?
啊，那个我最讨厌了。
Oh, that bothered me very much.
但是我很喜欢这个小鹦鹉。
But I really like this little parakeet.
我每天要上学的时候。
Every day when I was going to school.
我就把它放回到那个小笼子里。
I would put him back into his little cage.
然后放学回来就把它打开
and then when I returned from school I would open it
然后就跟他玩
and play with him
玩到我妈妈说赶快把它放回去
until my mom said put him back into his cage
那如果不放回去你就知道会怎么样
and you know what would happen if you don't obey
那有一天呢
now one day
早上上学来不及了
I didn't have enough time when I was going to school
我就没有给他放回去
to put him back into the cage
我就去学校
and so off I went to school
就回到家
And so when I returned home,
我一进门我看我妈的脸就不对。
When I saw my mom, I could tell something was wrong.
我就问我妈怎么了。
And I asked her, what happened?
啊，我妈就说你还敢问怎么了。
And my mom said, how dare you ask?
我说怎么了呢。
What happened?
她说鹦鹉死了。
The parakeet died.
我怎么会死呢。
I said, how did that happen?
他是因为早上你走的时候没给他放到笼子里面去。
Because when you left to go to school, you didn't put it back in its cage.
所以他今天一天都在家里到处跑来跑去。
And he was flying around the house all day.
然后隔壁的一个猫跑到我们家来把它咬死。
And there was a cat from next door who came over and bit it to death.
等我妈妈看到的时候，已经死了。
And when my mom saw it, it was already dead.
哇，我一听到很难过。
And I was so sad when I heard the news.
非常难过
deeply sad
我去看那个鹦鹉
I went and looked at the parakeet
死了
it was dead
真的死了
truly dead
不会动
it wouldn't move anymore
冰冷
it was cold
我拼命祷告
I prayed
我求主耶稣显一个神迹
I asked that the Lord Jesus would do a miracle
没用
but it didn't work
死了就死了。
It was dead, and that was that.
然后最可恶的。
And the worst part.
是那个笨猫还坐在我们家。
Was that the cat just sat there in our house?
哦，我看到我好气，好气啊！
I was so mad at that cat.
我就去拿一个大扫把。
So I went and picked up a broom.
我就到那个猫上去，一棍打去。
And I smacked the cat.
我真想把它打死。
I really wanted to beat it to death.
但是我只打了它一棍子。
But after just hitting it once.
它就跑了。
It ran away.
打都打不到它。
And I couldn't even beat it to death.
怎么办？
So what was I to do?
什么办法都没有。
There was nothing to do.
无论我做什么。
It didn't matter what I did. The parakeet was dead.
死了就是死。
And death is dead.
没有办法再回来了。
You couldn't bring it back.
没有办法再像早上我走的时候，它那么高高兴兴在那边玩的样子。
It would never be like in the morning when it was flying around and playing around.
这件事情在我的生命中留下很深的印象。
Now this left a deep impression in my life.
因为这是我第一次真正的面对死亡。
Because that was the first time that I ever truly faced death.
我小的时候很怕死。
When I was little, I was terrified of death.
因为我们那里啊，我们那很多大人都喜欢讲鬼故事给我们听。
Because a lot of the adults like to tell ghost stories.
所以我们从小听了一大堆鬼故事。
And so we heard all sorts of ghost stories.
哎呀，吓得半死。
And we were terrified.
有的时候放学回到家里，家里一个人都没有，我们就不敢进去啊。
Sometimes we would come home and there would be no one home, and we would be afraid to go into the house.
有时候吓到一个地步，上厕所都要有人陪啊。
Sometimes we would be so scared that we would need someone to go to the bathroom with us.
很怕。
We were terrified.
但是。
However.
怕是怕
to be we were afraid
但那个时候怕死是怕鬼啊
but only of ghosts
并不真的知道死亡有多可怕
we didn't really understand how scary death was
可是那一次
but after that time
我突然觉得死亡非常可怕
I felt that death was frightening
因为死亡好像是一个没有办法逆转的一个东西
because death seems completely irreversible
你没有办法让它回过来的
you cannot turn it back
你怎么样的后悔
no matter what the consequence
no matter how much
you regret
无论你想要做任何的事情去弥补
no matter what you try to do to make up for it
无论你怎么样的哭
no matter how you weep
都不能改变
You cannot change it.
发生就发生
What has happened has happened.
现在我年龄慢慢大了
Now as I am getting older,
这个参加葬礼的机会就越来越多
I have more and more opportunities to attend funerals.
而且呢
Furthermore,
现在在葬礼上要讲话的机会也越来越多
I have more and more opportunities to speak at funerals.
这个讲话真要命。
Now this is very difficult to do.
因为啊，无论我们唱什么再不久啊，再不久啊那种歌啊。
Because no matter how many, you know, just a little while kind of hymns we sing.
或者是我们讲什么这个在荣耀里啊这个与主同在好的无比这种的圣经啊
or how many scripture verses we read about oh how wonderful and unparalleled is it to be with the Lord
这些话我可以讲给别人听想要去安慰别人
I can say these words to others to try to comfort them
但是如果过去的这个人是我的亲戚是我的朋友是我所爱的人
but ifThis person were my friend or my relative.
好像这些诗歌
Then perhaps the hymns.
好像这些圣经里的金句
And the Bible verses.
都不能够拿去我心中的那种愁苦和压力
It would not be able to take away my sorrow and my stress.
这种压力大到一个地步
And it is so great, the stress.
有的时候我都觉得我喘不过气来
That I feel I cannot even breathe.
我岳父过世的那一次。
When my father-in-law passed away.
葬礼以后。
After the funeral.
我们一家人想要稍微安静一下。
We wanted some time as a family just to be quiet.
有一天早上我到菜市场去。
And one morning, I went to the supermarket.
我在菜场突然看到一个人。
And at the market, I saw someone.
我吓坏了。
And I was so surprised.
因为那个人看起来真像我岳父。
Because that person looked just like my father-in-law.
怎么会在这里呢?
I said, how could he be here?
我赶快走过去,
and quickly I walked over.
一边走我一边手上都出汗了,
and my palms were sweating as I walked over.
再看,
but I took a second look and it wasn't him.
那个人只是像于啊,
he looked like him.
但他不是,
but he was not.
那个时候我突然问我自己,
and at that moment I asked myself,
万一真的是的话,
now what if it really were he?
我会有什么反应?
What reaction would I have?
从那次开始,
now from that time on,
我才开始慢慢地明白,
I began to gradually understand
耶稣的门徒,
these disciples of Jesus,
他们在第一个复活节,
at the first resurrection,
他们的感受是什么?
How did they feel?
我才明白为什么是这么的难相信人从死里复活。
I started to understand why it is so difficult to believe that someone has risen from the dead.
难怪我们刚才读的马太福音那里说门徒们又害怕又大大的欢喜。
No wonder it says in Matthew where we just read that the disciples were greatly afraid but also filled with great joy.
难怪在马可福音说他们又发抖又惊奇。
No wonder it says in Mark that they were trembling and greatly astonished.
难怪有这么多人告诉那个多马还是照样说你们怎么讲我都不相信。
No wonder even after so many people told Thomas, Thomas said, no matter what you say, I won't believe it.
因为复活实在是一件让人太难相信的事情。
Because resurrection is so difficult to believe.
弟兄姊妹你知道世界上所有其他宗教领袖没有一个复活的。
Brothers and sisters, do you know there is no other religious leader who has risen from the dead in this world?
跟随他的人没有因为他不复活就不跟随他了。But their
followers do not stop following them just because they didn't rise from the dead.
他们没有说,哦,这个人没有复活,我们不相信他了。No
one says, oh, they haven't risen from the dead, we won't believe him.
只有耶稣从死里复活。
Only Jesus, he rose from the dead.
他为什么从死里复活?
Why did he rise from the dead?
好像在复活节那个早晨,
that morning of the resurrection,
神在宇宙中间好像做了一件事情。
It almost seems that God was doing something in the universe.
好像神把一个不能够回转的事情回转了过来。
It is as though God reversed something that was irreversible.
好像神在那里告诉人说,宇宙中间没有一件事情是终极的, 是final。
It is as though God were saying, there is nothing in the universe that is final.
没有一件事情,包括死亡在里面,会让向神夸胜。
There is nothing in the universe that can overcome God.
Can boast, including death, can boast in front of God.
Okay, there's nothing that can boast in front of God, including death.
今天我们在地上有很多痛苦。
Today on earth, we have many difficulties.
有许多的悲剧。
And many tragedies.
但是如果神能够把人类历史上最大的悲剧,
but if God can reverse the greatest tragedy in history,
变成人类最兴奋,最值得兴奋的一件事,
and make it the most exciting event for mankind,
人类历史上最大的悲剧就是耶稣基督为我们的罪钉死在十字架上。
Because in human history, the greatest tragedy is that the Lord Jesus would die for our sins.
因为生命的主被罪人钉死。
That the Lord of life would be crucified by sinful man.
但是人类历史上最令人兴奋的是,
but the most exciting thing in human history,
是人可以不再惧怕死亡,
is that man no longer has to fear death.
今天我们有很多的眼泪,
today we have many tears.
我们有很多破碎的梦想,
we have many broken dreams.
我们有许多创伤,
we have many wounds.
我们感情中有许多的痛苦,
we have many emotional pains.
许多的失望。
Many disappointments.
如果耶稣基督从死里复活。
But if Jesus Christ rose from the dead,
在他的复活中。
In his resurrection,
有一天所有的这些都能够成为美好的回忆。
One day these will just be pleasant memories.
主的复活。
The Lord's resurrection.
给我们带来希望。
Gives us hope.
彼得在使徒行传讲到的时候。
In Acts, Peter says.
那是五旬节的讲章。
And this is during his sermon at Pentecost.
他说因为他就是耶稣原不能被拘禁。
He says because he, that is, Jesus, death could not contain him.
这句话。
This phrase.
英文是这样翻的。
Is translated in English this way.
It was not possible that he should be holden of it. 是不可能死亡可以抓住他的。
It was impossible that death should hold him.
你知道彼得讲这句话是一个很伟大的宣告。
Now, this was a great declaration by Peter.
因为人类历史上每一个进入死亡的人。
Because throughout human history, whoever entered death
都被死亡抓住。
Would be held by death.
都被他关起来。
Would be locked up by death.
没有一个放得出来的。
Not one could be released.
但是彼得在这里宣告。
But here Peter declared,
死亡没有办法抓得住耶稣。
That death could not hold on to Jesus.
这一位耶稣。
This Jesus.
彼得说是他在二章二十二节到二十四节里面说。
In chapter 2, verse 22-24, Peter says,
拉撒勒人耶稣。
Jesus of Nazareth.
在你们中间施行异能奇事神迹。
He did mighty works and wonders and signs among you.
这一位耶稣
This Jesus,
是按照神的定旨先见被交与人
according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God,
你们就借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了
you crucified and killed him,
可是神却将死的痛苦解释了
but God raised him up loosing the pangs of death.
那个解释中文翻的好像有点像神好像说明了
in Chinese it translates that God
explain 其实不是
but the original text
其实是 release
uses the word release
是松开了
loosened
因为神叫他复活
because God raised him from the dead
因为不可能把他绑在死亡里面。
Because it was not possible for him to be held by death.
为什么不可能把耶稣绑在死亡里呢？
Why was it not possible for Jesus to be held by death?
我们知道彼得在这里很清楚地讲到，这里虽然是大卫的诗，但是不是讲大卫。
We know that here, even though it's a psalm of David, it's not talking about David.
是指的基督讲。
It's speaking of the Christ.
彼得在引用诗篇十六篇的时候
，When Peter brings up Psalm 16,
他没有把整段的引用的很完全。
He didn't recite it verbatim and all of it.
诗篇十六篇是这么说，第八节到第十一节。
In Psalm 16, verse 8-11, it says.
我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。
I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad, and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure.
因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your holy one see corruption.
你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手有永远的福乐。
You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
这里很清楚地告诉我们说，这一位基督。
Here it tells us very clearly that this Christ.
他能够心欢喜灵快乐。
His heart can be glad and his whole being can rejoice.
是因为他知道他能够胜过死亡。
Because he knows he can overcome death.
因为他有复活。
Because he has the resurrection.
那为什么他能够复活呢？
Now why is it that he can be raised from the dead?
这里其实让我们看到主在地上的生命。
Here it actually shows us, our Lord's life on earth.
有三方面的得胜，保证了他不能够被死亡拘禁。
And there are three aspects of his overcoming life that enables him to overcome death.
第一个是主在地上胜过了罪恶的源头。
The first is that on earth, our Lord overcame the source of sin. The origin of sin.
那是讲到人的自由意志。
Which is the free, man's free will.
我将耶和华常摆在我面前。
I have set the Lord always before me.
我们的主在永世里，他原来与父同等，并不为强夺。
In eternity, our Lord is equal to the Father.
但是他虚己，他 empty 他自己。
But he emptied himself.
他取了奴仆的形象。
And he took the form of a servant.
因为他取了奴仆的形象。
And because he took the form of a servant.
因为他成了人的样式。
Because he became man.
我们的主在时间和空间里就带下了有犯罪的可能性。
Our Lord, within time and space, had the opportunity to sin.
The possibility.
Had the possibility to sin.
魔鬼。
Satan.
他受造就是做奴仆。
He was created to be a servant.
做神的仆人。
To be a servant of God.
虽然神给天使长一切的荣耀、尊贵、地位、美丽、智慧。
Even though he gave the head of the angels all this beauty and wisdom and strength. And glory.
但是这个天使长他所做的一切，他所行的一切，都应该受到神的管制。
But this angelic commander was to do everything according to God's will. This archangel was to do everything according to the Lord's command.
对着天使长而言，
Now for the archangel,
他一生最大的成就就是应该永远把耶和华放在他的面前。
His greatest accomplishment would have been to live his whole life setting the Lord always before him.
这就是在每一件事情上没有自己的意思，完全照着耶和华的意思。
Which means that he would not have his will in any way, but would always do everything exactly according to the Lord's will.
但是我们知道天使堕落。
But we know that the angels are fallen.
为什么堕落？
That the angel fell. Why did he fall?
不守本位。
Because he did not keep his position.
他不愿意一直面向着耶和华。
He was not willing to always face the Lord.
他背向着耶和华。
And so he turned his back to the Lord.
他要求追求自我。
He wanted to pursue himself.
他要自己升高自己。
And to raise himself up.
主耶稣。
The Lord Jesus.
放下了神性里面所有的荣耀和尊贵。
He was willing to leave all the glory and all the honor.
取了奴仆的形象。
Of being God, and to take the form of a servant.
可是他在每一件事情都说，我将耶和华常摆在我面前。
And in all things, he set the Lord always before him.
那个常就是 always.
Note the word always.
难怪主在地上他能够说
No wonder the Lord could stay on earth.
只凭着自己不做什么事。
I do nothing on my own.
在父的旨意之外他没有旨意。
Outside of the Father's will, he has no will.
在父的行动之外他没有行动。
Outside of the Lord's actions, he had no actions.
他不随从自己的私欲。
He did not, act according to the desires of his flesh.
他全然信靠那一位无限智慧又是 圣洁完美又是有无限的爱的这位天父。
He wholly trusted the one of infinite wisdom and strength and love.
所以我们的主
And so our Lord,
他在地上
when he was on earth,
他胜过了意志里面犯罪的可能性。
He overcame the, our own willpower, which is the possibility of sinning.
他第二方面的得胜。
Now the second aspect of his overcoming
是他能够胜过外来的试探。
Is that he could overcome external temptation.
他说因他在我右边我便不致摇动。
He says, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken.
外面来的试探
External temptation
其实是人类犯罪的开始
are, start with man's sin.
因为人类没有自己想出来自由意志里面想说我要犯罪
Because man does not start out thinking, oh, of my free will, I will go and sin.
人是被魔鬼被那个蛊蛇的引诱
it started with the temptation from the ancient serpent from Satan
引诱来的时候人没有拒绝
now when the temptation came man did not reject temptation
反而接受了魔鬼的谎言
but we accepted the lie of Satan
人没有躲在耶和华的保护之下
Mankind did not hide in the protection of the Lord.
用自己的聪明想要去跟魔鬼打交道。
But instead, we thought that we could strike a deal based on our own intelligence with Satan.
难怪人类会堕落。
No wonder mankind has fallen.
其实你跟我今天
Today, you and I
也有同样的难处
have faced the same difficulty.
多少时候试探来
So often temptation comes
我们想要用自己的本领去面对它
And we try to face it with, on our own abilities
不失败才怪
Of course we would fail
我们的主
Our Lord
他说耶和华常在我的右边
Says because the Lord is at my right hand
也就是说我们的主他一生是学会了住在至高者隐秘处的
This means that our Lord knew how to hide in the shadow of the Almighty.
住在全能者的荫下。
Under the shadow of the Almighty.
他一直把神摆在他跟试探的中间。
He always placed God between himself and temptation.
让神来保护他。
So that God could protect him.
所以他才能说我必不致摇动。
That is how he could say, I shall not be shaken.
我们的主因为这两方面的得胜
And because our Lord overcame in these two aspects
所以他才非常有把握地说
And so in confidence he could say
你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间
You will not abandon my soul to Sheol
也不叫你的圣者见朽坏
Or let your holy one see corruption
这节圣经很清楚地告诉我
This verse clearly tells us
弥赛亚要到阴间
That the Messiah would go to Sheol
弥赛亚的身体要被埋葬
and that his body would be buried
这一位从来没有犯过罪
this one who never sinned
从来不知道罪
never knew sin
他有能力胜过内心的罪
he had the power to overcome sin in his heart
他有能力能够胜过外来试探的罪
he had the power to overcome External temptation.
他不应该死。
He did not deserve to die.
他不能够死。
He could not die.
因为死是从罪来的。
Because death comes from sin.
他没有罪。
He did not have sin.
他不应该死。
He shouldn't have died.
然而在十字架上。
But on the cross.
他为人尝了死味。
He tasted death for mankind.
当他背负了全人类的罪的时候
When he took on himself the sin of all of mankind
连父神都转眼不看他
Even the Father turned his face away from him
地狱的火烧在他的身上
And the The fire of hell burned on his body.
他在十字架上付清了罪一切的代价。
On the cross, he paid the full wages of sin.
他没有罪。
He did not have any sin.
他付了世人罪的代价。
He paid the wages of the sin of mankind.
这样的一个灵魂。
Now this soul,
当他进到阴间的时候，
when it went into Sheol,
公义的神，
the just God,
不能够让死亡拘禁他，
could not let death go near him.
所以他一定要让他复活。
Hold him. And so he had to raise him from the dead.
因为他胜过了罪恶。
Because he overcame sin.
他也胜过了死亡。
He overcame death.
他拿了死亡和阴间的钥匙。
He took the keys of death and Hades.
所以我们的主，
and so our Lord,
他的复活，
his resurrection,
是必然的，
is of necessity.
我们要问复活，主在这个肉身的复活为什么这么重要？
Now we need to ask ourselves, why is our Lord's bodily resurrection so important?
保罗在哥林多前书第十五章那里，
Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
从十四节开始，
starting from verse 14,
他告诉我们五个理由。
He tells us five reasons.
为什么主的复活是这么重要？
Why Christ's resurrection is so important.
他说如果主没有肉身 从死里复活，
He says if Christ had not been raised,
我们传福音是枉然，
then our preaching is in vain.
因为在福音书中间我们的主他多次的讲到他的复活。
Because in the Gospels, our Lord time and time again told of his resurrection. So,
如果他没有复活，
Now if he did not rise from the dead,
那他当然就是一个说谎的人。
Then he would be a liar.
你传一个说谎的人的事，
Now if you preach about a liar,
传福音有什么价值？
What is the value of your preaching?
十四节和第十七节，
In verse 14 and in verse 17,
告诉我们说如果主没有复活，
It tells us that if the Lord, if Christ had not been raised,
信福音也是枉然，
It is in vain to believe in the gospel.
不可能称义的，
Because you could not be made righteous.
因为罗马书四章二十五节说，
Because Romans chapter 4:25 says,
耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为叫我们称义。
It says that Jesus our Lord was delivered up for our trespasses and resurrected for our justification.
如果他没有复活，
Now if he did not rise from the dead,
我们不可能称义。
We could not be made righteous.
如果主没有复活，
If the Lord was not raised from the dead,
我们的罪也没有办法得到赦免。
We could not receive forgiveness for our sins.
因为他没有复活，
Because if he had not been raised,
这一位赎罪的羔羊就没有被神所悦纳。
Then the atoning lamb, this sacrifice would not have been accepted by God.
弟兄姊妹，记不记得在犹太人的规矩里，
Do you remember, brothers and sisters, in the Jewish law,
大祭司，
the great high priest,
一年一次，
once a year,
要带着祭身的血，
would take the atoning blood,
进到至圣所里面，
to enter the most holy place.
大祭司那个穿的袍子下面带了一些铃铛啊，
and under his robes, he would have some bells.
然后他脚上绑一根绳子，
and on his leg would be a cord.
他进去的时候，外面的人紧张得不得了。
And when he entered the Holy of Holies, people on the outside were so nervous.
因为不知道他这次代表了全以色列百姓要去赎罪的这个赎罪，神悦纳不悦纳。
Because they did not know whether or not the sacrifice this year would be acceptable to God.
如果神不悦纳，
if God did not accept the sacrifice,
大祭司就死在里面，
then the high priest would die there.
他不能够活着出来的，
he could not come out alive.
人家用绳子把他拖出来，
and you would have to pull him out by the cord.
我们的主。
But our Lord.
他是大祭司。
He's the high priest.
他又是祭物。
He was also the atoning
sacrifice. 你读希伯来书你就知道。
If you read in Hebrews.
如果他没有复活。
You know that if he was not raised from the dead.
表示这个赎罪神没有悦纳。
It means that God did not accept the sacrifice.
如果罪没有得到赦免。
And if sins were not atoned for.
那传福音当然徒然了。
Then of course preaching the gospel is in vain.
彼得在彼得前书第一章三节告诉我们。
Peter in 1 Peter chapter 3 tells us.
Chapter
1 verse 3.
借着耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们叫我们有活泼的盼望。
It says, according to God's great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
我们可以重生。
We can be born again.
我们可以称义。
We can be justified.
我们的罪可以得到赦免。
Our sins can be forgiven.
都建立在他从死里复活这个根基上。
Because it, and based on the foundation of Jesus Christ's resurrection.
保罗在第十五节告诉我们。
Paul tells us, in verse 15.
这基督徒的见证呢，也是没用的。如果主没有复活。
That if Christ was not raised from the dead, then the Christian testimony is also in vain.
基督徒的见证。
The testimony of Christians.
我不知道你们有没有参加过一些见证聚会。
I don't know if you have ever attended these testimony meetings.
很多时候我们见证聚会不是见证聚会。
Often our testimony meetings are not really testimony meetings.
我们见证聚会是比较感恩聚会多一点的。
They're more,
more thanksgiving.
More meetings, blood.
进到至圣所里面。
To enter the most holy place.
大祭司那个穿的袍子下面带着一些铃铛啊。
And, under his robe, he would have some bells.
然后他脚上绑一根绳子。
And on his leg would be a cord.
他进去的时候外面的人紧张得不得了。
And when he entered the Holy of Holies, people on the outside were so nervous.
因为不知道他这次代表了全以色列百姓要去赎罪的这个赎罪，神悦纳不悦纳。
Because they did not know whether or not the sacrifice this year would be acceptable to God.
如果神不悦纳。
If God did not accept the sacrifice,
大祭司就死在里面。
Then the high priest would die there.
他不能够活着出来的。
He could not come out alive.
人家用绳子把他拖出来。
And you would have to pull him out by the cord.
我们的主。
But our Lord.
他是大祭司。
He's the high priest.
他又是祭物。
He was also the
atoning
sacrifice.
希伯来书你就知道。
If you read in Hebrews.
如果他没有复活。
You know that if he was not raised from the dead.
表示这个赎罪神没有悦纳。
It means that God did not accept the sacrifice.
如果罪没有得到赦免。
And if sins were not atoned for,
那传福音当然徒然了。
Then of course preaching the gospel is in vain.
彼得在彼得前书第一章三节告诉我们。
Peter in 1 Peter chapter 3 tells us.
Chapter
1 verse 3.
借着耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们叫我们有活泼的盼望。
It says, according to God's great mercy, he has caused us to be born againto a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
我们可以重生。
We can be born again.
我们可以称义。
We can be justified.
我们的罪可以得到赦免。
Our sins can be forgiven.
都建立在他从死里复活这个根基上。
Because it, and based on the foundation of Jesus Christ's resurrection.
保罗在第十五节告诉我们。
Paul tells us, in verse 15.
这基督徒的见证呢，也是没用的。如果主没有复活。
That if Christ was not raised from the dead, then the Christian testimony is also in vain.
基督徒的见证。
The testimony of Christians.
我不知道你们有没有参加过一些见证聚会。
I don't know if you have ever attended these testimony meetings.
很多时候我们见证聚会不是见证聚会。
Often our testimony meetings are not really testimony meetings.
我们见证聚会是比较感恩聚会多一点的。
They're more,
more thanksgiving.
More meetings to give thanks.
我们只是把神在我们生命中这一点恩典那一点恩典讲讲给人家听啊。
We're just telling other people about what the blessings that God has given us in our lives.
我们很少在见证聚会中见证出这一位基督的美丽和他的生命。
It is rare that we truly give testimony to his works and his beauty.
保罗给我们第四个理由关于见证这个复活的重要性。
Now, Paul gives us a fourth reason.
在第十八节。
In verse 18.
如果没有复活。
If Christ had not been resurrected.
死了的人都没希望。
Then all who have fallen asleep have perished.
在帖撒罗尼迦后书四章十四节那里。
In 2 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 14.
我们若信耶稣死而复活了。
If we believe that Christ died and rose again.
那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他与耶稣一同带来。
Then those who have fallen asleep. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again.Even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep.
第五个理由。
The fifth reason.
如果耶稣基督没有复活。
If Christ Jesus was not raised from the dead.
他不是神的儿子。
He is not the Son of God.
他不是基督。
He is not Christ.
他也不是主。
And he is not Lord.
因为罗马书第一章三到四节告诉我们。
Because Romans 1, chapter 1 and 2. Chapter
1, verse
3
and
4. Verse
3
and
4. 论到他儿子我主耶稣基督。
It says concerning his son.
论按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的。按圣善的灵说因从死里复活以大能显明是神的儿子。
Concerning his son who is descended from David according to the flesh.And was declared to be the Son of God, in power according to the Spirit of holiness, by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord.
他如果没有复活,
if he had not been risen from the dead,
他不是神的儿子,
then he was not the Son of God.
如果你读《使徒行传》二章二十二节到三十二节,
if you read Acts chapter 2, verse 22 to 23,
那里告诉我们如果他没有复活,
It says that if he had not been raised from the dead,
他不是基督,
then he is not the Christ.
罗马书十四章第九节,
In Romans chapter 4, verse 9, 14, verse 9,
因此基督死了又活了, 为要做死人并活人的主。
It says, for to this end Christ died and lived again, that he may be Lord both of the dead and of the living.
如果他没有复活,
if he had not been raised from the dead,He would not be Lord.
圣经有没有给我们足够的证据相信主实实在在从死里复活呢?
Has the Bible given us enough evidence that Jesus really rose from the dead?
圣经给了我们三方面的证据。
The Bible has given us evidence in three different ways.
第一方面证据是物证。
First is material evidence.
物证里面包括两样重要的东西。
And there are two important pieces of material evidence.
一个是空坟墓。
One is the empty tomb.
另外一个就是新约圣经的记载。
Two is the record in the New Testament.
空坟墓。
The empty tomb.
三天了。
Three days later.
就不见了。
The body was gone.
如果不是人搬走。
Either human beings.Carried the body away.
要不然他就复活。
Or he had been raised from the dead.
那是什么人把他搬走的呢?
Now, who could possibly have carried his body away?
他的敌人不会干这个事。
His enemies would not have done that.
他的朋友没有能力干这个事。
And his friends did not have the ability, the power to do that.
你如果注意到。
If you will know.
他的身体如果是被偷走。
If his body had been stolen.
绝对不可能把包他身体用的那个蚕丝的布拆下来叠好放在旁边。
How it would have been impossible for the cloth that he was wrapped in to be carefully folded and placed in the tomb.
这一方面的论证,
this evidence
有很多的书,
is well explained in many different books.
第二个证据给我们的是人证,
now the second type of evidence is the is eyewitness evidence.
门徒生命的改变,
the changed lives of the disciples.
我们当然是现在还是很难明白门徒当年为什么这么难相信。
Now, it's still hard for us to understand why it was so difficult for the disciples to believe this.
就好像今天如果有一个人打电话给我,
today, if someone were to call me up,
他说, 哎, 我看到你岳父了,
and say, oh, I saw your father-in-law,
我应该讲神经病,
I'd say, you're crazy.
不可能的,
it's impossible.
门徒们也知道有一个空坟墓。
Now, the disciples knew there was an empty tomb.
门徒也知道他们没有偷,
and they knew that they didn't carry the
因为他们没那个本事,
because they didn't have the power to do so.
也没那个胆量,
and they didn't have the courage to do so.
但是对门徒而言, 那个空坟墓它所代表的意义是, 他不在这里,
but all the empty tomb meant to the disciples was that his body is not there.
并不表示他已经复活了,
it didn't mean he rose from the dead.
这是为什么耶稣从死里复活以后要整整花了六个星期的时间呢?
That is why Jesus had to spend a full 6 weeks after he was raised from the dead.
就向他的门徒显现,
to show himself to his disciples.
虽然那天的早晨有妇女做见证说耶稣复活了,
even though that evening there were women testifying that he had risen from the dead.
而且玛利亚还看到这位复活的主,
and Mary said that she had seen him.
可是你知道对着第一个世纪的人呢,
but you know, for people in the first century,
谁会相信女人的见证呢?
Who would believe the testimony of a woman?
因为当时的法院, 女人做的见证是不算数的,
because in the legal courts then, the testimony of a woman was not accepted.
后来彼得做见证,
and then Peter, he bore testimony.
人家还是不相信,
and people still didn't believe him.
因为他们认为彼得八成是因为自己三次不认主啊，已经发疯了。
Because they might have thought he was crazy after having disowned the Lord 3 times.
这是为什么在往以马忤的路上那两个门徒，他们就是不相信耶稣复活这件事。
That is why on the road to Emmaus, the disciples had such a hard time believing.
最后他们信的时候，他们回去告诉使徒们。
And when they believed, they went out and told the other disciples.
而且就在他们很兴奋的时候，耶稣还亲自显现在他们中间。
And in the midst of the excitement, Jesus himself appeared before the disciples.
路加福音24章第41节。
In Luke chapter 24, verse 41,
那里说, 门徒们还是喜得不敢相信。
It says, still, the disciple, and while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling,
你看到没有? 不相信啊!
Do you see, they would not believe it.
复活的主, 别不得叫别人家两个复活主亲自来了,不相信。
The resurrected Lord didn't send someone else. He himself was there among them.
你有没有注意到一件事?
Did you notice?
我们的主复活以后,
that after our Lord rose from the dead,
除了保罗一个以外,
with the exception of Paul,
他只向他的门徒显现,
he only showed himself to his disciples.
我常常想,
I often wondered,
他为什么不去大祭司家走一趟?
Why didn't he go visit the high priest?
那多过瘾啊!
Wouldn't that have been awesome?
最好还晚上去。
Especially he should have gone at night.
比拉多家也可以走一趟嘛，对不对?
Or what about Pilate?
Pilate. 要不然也到这个圣殿那个门口上面去转一圈，对不对?
Or why didn't he take a walk on the temple steps?
你知道主后来跟多马说了一句话。
Now, the Lord later said to Thomas,
你看见我才信。
You believe because you've seen me.
那些没有看见就信的人是有福的。
Blessed are those who don't see me but believe.
我很多年不懂主这句话。
For many years, I didn't understand what the Lord meant.
我想说主啊，如果你让我看一看。
I said, Lord, you know, if you would show yourself to me.
我像保罗一样。
I would be like Paul.
我命都不要。
I would be like Paul. I wouldn't even care about my own life.
我就好好为你拼了。
I would live for you.
你让我看一看嘛。
Just let me see you.
怎么说没有看见就心里有福了呢？
Why does the Lord say, if you believe but you haven't seen me, then you're blessed?
如果我的数学没有错的话。
Now if my math is correct.
主在地上。
When our Lord was on earth.
他只让500多个人看见过他从死里复活以后。
He only allowed about 500 people to see him after he rose from the dead.
根据圣经。
According to the Bible.
根据早期教父的记载。
According to the recordings of the early church fathers.
这五百多个人。
These 500 or so people.
他们有一个责任。
They had a responsibility.
就是他们要让世界上所有没有看见的人相信耶稣从死里复活。
Which was to convince all the rest of the world. That Jesus had risen from the dead.
这一群门徒,
this group of disciples,
他们失去了自由选择相信主的权利。
They lost the freedom to believe in the Lord.
因为当这位复活的主这样的向他们显现的时候,
because when the risen Lord appeared to him in that way,
他们已经没有选择。
They had no more choice.
我们看见这群门徒。
When we see these disciples.
从一群胆小鬼。
Transformed from cowards.
变成了一群毫无惧怕的。
To a fearless band.
从一群背叛耶稣的人。
Transformed from betrayers of the Lord.
变成了为耶稣基督殉道的人。
To martyrs for the Lord.
如果不是耶稣基督从死里复活，
If the Lord Jesus Christ had not been raised from the dead,
我们还有什么其他的解释呢？
What other explanation do we have?
这是为什么我到印度去的时候，
This is why when I went to India,
我非常感谢神，就是有机会让我去看见多马在印度寻道的地方。
I was grateful that the Lord gave me the opportunity to visit the place of Thomas's martyrdom.
让我有机会看到多马埋葬的地方。
That I could see where he was buried.
如果没有复活的主,
if the Lord had not been raised from the dead,
多马不会吃错药跑到印度去传福音。
Thomas would not go off to India to preach the gospel.
神给了第在圣经里面给了我们第三个证据。
And God gave us in the Bible a third evidence.
就是主复活所带下的后果。
Which is the fruit.The consequences of his resurrection,
就是教会的产生,
which is the birth of the church.
不要忘记一件事实,
do not forget this truth.
从主复活以后,
that after the Lord's resurrection,
大约有100年的时间里面,
within about 100 years,
在耶路撒冷这个地方,
within Jerusalem,
至少有15位犹太人起来宣称自己是弥赛亚。
There were at least 15 Jewish people who self-proclaimed themselves as the Messiah.
但是这些人的跟从者,
but their followers,
都好像早晨的云雾一样,
were as passing clouds.
转眼就不见了,
you turn and it is vanished.
只有耶稣的跟随者,
only Jesus' followers.
能够胜过罗马帝国的权势。
We're able to overcome even the power of the Roman Empire.
怎么可能？
How was it possible?
有几本书。
There are several books.
铁证待判。
Evidence
demands verdict.
Evidence that demands a verdict.
另外一本书是谁搬动了石头。
Who rolled away the stone?
Who moved the stone?
Who moved the stone?
另外一本书叫 The Case for Jesus 重审耶稣
Another The Case for Jesus
如果你有机会读这些书，
if you have the opportunity to read these books,
你真的很佩服这些作者。
You will be impressed by these authors.
他们的逻辑思想
their logical thinking, their reasoning
非常好
is very clear.
我知道很多人
I know many people
就是因为读像这类似这样子的书
who read these books and those like them
信了耶稣
who believed in Jesus
因为他们看见里面所提到的证据
because they see the evidence that is raised.
但是我也认识不少人
but I also know many people
看同样的证据
who read the same evidence
读同样的书
read the same book
照样不信
and continue to disbelieve
我常常在纳闷
and so I was confused
为什么呢
why
后来我明白
I later understood
神给人足够的证据让人可以相信
God gives enough evidence such that man can believe
但是神从来没有给人不可抗拒的证据让人失去了信仰的自由
But God does not give
irresistible
evidence such that man's free will is taken away
我们要问
We need to ask
主的复活
The Lord's resurrection
到底跟我们有什么关系
What does it have to do with me?
罗马书第六章第五节
In Romans chapter 6 verse 5
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合也要在他复活的形状上与他联合
For if we have been united with him in a death like his we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his
因为知道我们的旧人和他同定十字架
We know that our old self was crucified with him
使罪身灭绝
In order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing.
叫我们不再做罪恶的奴仆。
So that we would no longer be enslaved to sin.
然后他跳到说，我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。
And it says in verse 8, Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him.
然后我们跳到说，这样你们向罪当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却看当看自己。
Verse 11, so you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus.
加拉太书第二章二十节那里
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20
我们很熟悉的圣经
We're very familiar with this passage.
我已经与基督同钉十字架
I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我
It is no longer I who live.
乃是基督在我里面活着
But Christ who lives in me.
并且我如今在肉身活着
and the life I now live in the flesh
是因信神的儿子而活
I live by faith in the Son of God
他是爱我
who loved me
为我舍己
and gave himself for me
哥罗西书三章四节
in Colossians chapter 3 verse 4
基督是我们的生命
Christ is your life
主在约翰福音里面也说过
In the Gospel of John it also says
主说我是复活我是生命
The Lord says I am the resurrection and the life
哥林多后书第五章
Second Corinthians chapter 5
十四节到十九节
Verse 14 to verse 19
原来基督的爱激励我们
For the love of God controls us
因为我们想一人既替众人死众人就都死了
Because we have concluded this that one has died for all therefore all have died
并且他替众人死是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活
And he died for all that those who live might no longer live for themselves
乃是替他们死而复活的主活
But for him who for their sake died and was raised
所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人了。
From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh.
虽然凭着外貌认过基督。
Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh.
如今却不再这样认他了。
We regard him thus no longer.
若有人在基督里。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ.
他就是新造的人。
He is a new creation.
旧事已过。
The old has passed away.
都变成新的。
Behold, the new has come.
我们刚才所读的这些经节
All these passages that we have read through
其实在告诉我们一个很重要的思想
are just telling us one important thought.
因为这一位主他复活了。
Because this Lord was raised from the dead.
他是复活。
Because he is the resurrection.
他是生命。
He is life.
而他今天做了我们的生命。
And today he has become our life.
所以是他的生命在我们里面。
And so his life is in us.
你知道我们今天信主很多年。
Today, we who have believed in the Lord for many years
常常忘记这件事
often forget this
是基督在我们里面
that Christ is living in us
我们常常以为
some often we think
做基督徒好辛苦
that it is so hard to be a Christian
我们立志行善有的 to well the good
We
立志，我们 will， 我们下。
We will to do good.
只是行出来由不得我。
But what we, we do what, but we cannot control what we do.
不想做的坏事偏偏做。
What we don't want to do, we do.
想做的好事做不来。
The good we want to do, we cannot do.
我们知道一个好基督徒应该像什么样子。
We know what a good Christian should look like.
我们看看自己什么看都不像。
But we look at ourselves and we don't look like that.
所以我们好辛苦。
And so it is difficult for us.
我们天天努力。
We work so hard each day.
我们下定决心。
We make resolutions.
我们再多念一点圣经。
We want to read some more of the Bible.
不但要念读圣经啊，不但要多读，还要多背。
And not only we need to read more of the Bible, but we need to memorize more of the Bible.
我们再做祷告一点。
And let us pray more as well.
我们再努力一点的背恶背负罪恶。
And let us work harder to fight against sin.
弟兄姊妹，你知道有一些罪恶，像什么道德方面的这些罪恶。
Brothers and sisters, you know that there are some moral sins.
其实很容易对付。
That are not so difficult.
中国儒家的那些人都可以对付。
To fight, just live by the Confucianist teaching.
但是你真的对付罪恶的时候
But if you truly want to deal with sin,
你要不了多久
It doesn't take very long.
你就发现你里面有一些东西啊，很难对付啊。
Before you realize that there are things deep inside of you that are very difficult to fight.
不要骄傲。
Don't be proud.
不要自义。
Don't be self-righteous.
试试看。
Go, try.
试试看。
Try to fight it.
哎呀，你会发觉真难呐、啊、
！You will discover it is so hard.
我们想尽各样的方法。
We think of all sorts of ways and methods.
在教会历史里面。
Throughout church history.
有人把自己用铁链绑起来。
Some people bound themselves up with chains.
有一些人禁食多少天呢、啊、
？Some people fasted for how many days?
有人用鞭子打自己。
Some people whipped themselves.
我们用各样的方法
All sorts of methods
我们想活出来一个样子
We want to live out a certain way
好像圣经所期待我们活的样子
To be like how the Bible instructs us to be
大部分的弟兄姐妹
But most brothers and sisters
我们没那么认真
We are not so serious
所以我们怎么办呢
And so what do we do?
我们来教会里面就来教会装一下
So we come to the church and we pretend
那你好
Oh, how are you?
有读圣经啊，有啊。
Oh, yes, I've read the Bible.
有祷告吗？有啊。
Oh, yes, I've prayed.
感谢主啊。
Oh, thank the Lord.
这些话我们都会说。
And we know how to say all these things.
外面会装。
We know how to be a certain way on the outside.
里面呢？
But what about inside us?
里面会论断。
We judge.
你没有发觉我们这些自己做不到的人？
And you will discover we who cannot do it ourselves
特别注意别人做到的
are very conscious of whether or not other people are able to be that
所以我们的眼睛啊雪亮
And so our eyes are so razor sharp
某某人假冒伪善
Oh, so-and-so is such a hypocrite
某某人太骄傲
Oh, so-and-so is so proud
某某人太自私
Oh, so-and-so is so selfish
别人什么缺点我们一眼都看清楚。
We can clearly see all others' faults.
我们这些人。
We.
忘记了一件事。
Have forgotten.
只有基督的生命
only Christ's life
可以活出一个基督徒的生活
can bring about Christian living
我们今天的错误
our error today
就是我们想用自己的本领活出一个基督徒的生活
is we try to live out a Christian life using our own abilities and our own life
公义啊
righteousness
圣洁啊
holiness
你叫得越响
the louder you declare it
你离神的公义和圣洁就越远
the further you are from God's righteousness and holiness
因为人最好的义
because the best righteousness of man
在神的眼中
before the eyes of God
也好像是破烂的衣服
it is a filthy rag
因为耶稣基督已经活了
but because Christ has risen
弟兄姊妹今天我们需要凭着信心接受这个事实
brothers and sisters we need to accept this by faith today
因为他活了
because he lives
他就能够活在我的里面
he can live in me
弟兄姊妹你知道你得救是怎么得救的
brothers and sisters do you know how you were saved
因为你相信耶稣基督为你死了是不是
Is it not because you believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins?
2000年前他在十字架上为着你的罪死在那里
2000 years ago, he died on the cross for your sins.
你相信
You believed it.
你得救
You were saved.
神把一个新生命给你
And Christ gave you a new life. God gave you a new life.
你今天怎么样能够活出这个得胜的生命
How do you live a victorious life today?
你要信他复活。
You must believe in his resurrection.
因为他已经复活。
And because he has been raised from the dead.
他能够活在你的里面。
He can live in you.
这一位复活的主。
This resurrected Lord.
因着你的信心。
Because through your faith.
他就能够带你活出一个属天的生命。
He can lead you to live a heavenly life.
你知道基督的复活。
You know, Jesus' resurrection
这一个生命在我们的里面
when this life is within us
大有能力啊
it has great power
以弗所书第一章
in Ephesians chapter 1
十九节到二十一节
verse 19 to 20
说并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大
says, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe?
就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力使他从死里复活
according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places
弟兄姊妹今天我们常常说软弱啊软弱啊
brothers and sisters today we often say we are so weak
这有什么稀奇吗
is that surprising
还需要你说吗
do you need to say that
你不说我们早就知道你软弱
Even if you didn't say it, we already knew you were weak.
在我们里面就是软弱，除了软弱还有什么？
Because within all of us, there is nothing but weakness.
不是软弱就是败坏。
It is either weakness or corruption.
在我们里面没有半点的良善。
There is nothing good in us.
但是我们稀奇的。
But what is surprising?
这一个复活生命在我们里面。
Is that the resurrected life, the resurrection life can be in us.
这一个复活的生命是大有能力的生命。
And this resurrected life is one of immense power.
问题是为什么我们今天很少经历这一个能力呢？
So why is it that we so seldom experience this power today?
好像这个能力是别人的。
As though this power belongs to someone else.
这是为什么有些弟兄姊妹到了最后实在没有办法只好去参加灵恩聚会。
And this is why some brothers and sisters, they have no other path and so they go to the charismatic movement.
至少在那边唱唱跳跳蹦蹦觉得自己有能力。
Because they jump and they dance and that, they feel some power inside from that.
不然坐在这里就像死人一样。
Otherwise, if you're sitting here, you're just pretty dead.
弟兄姐妹。
But brothers and sisters.
保罗在腓立比书三章十节十一节那里。
In Philippians chapter 3 verse 10.
使我认识基督。
That I may know Christ.
晓得他复活的大能。
And the power of his resurrection.
并且晓得和他一同受苦。
And they share his suffering.
效法他的死。
Becoming like him in his death.
或者我也得以从死里复活。
That by any means possible, I may attain the resurrection from the dead.
为什么今天这个复活的大能在我们身上看不见呢？
Why is it that we cannot see this power of resurrection in our lives?
我们对基督的认识够不够？
Do we know Christ enough?
我们有没有经历中与基督一同受苦？
Have we experienced sharing his suffering?
效法他的死。
Becoming like him in his death.
这个效法他的死啊。
This term, becoming like him in his death.
好一点的翻译。
A better translation
is being made conformable unto his death.
Being made conformed to his death.
不是我们自己可以效法的。
It is not that we try to imitate his death.
是当我们愿意跟他一起受苦的时候。
It is when we are willing to suffer with him.
圣灵在我们身上做的一个工作
then it is a work that the Holy Spirit does in our lives
让我们可以经历他死的那个滋味
He makes us able to experience Christ's death
因着这样的学习
and through this learning
我们也得以从死里复活
we can attain to the resurrection from the dead
Brothers and sisters, 耶稣基督从死里复活
when the Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead,
那是一个荣耀的事
this was a glorious thing.
今天复活的主
and today, this resurrected Lord
住在我们里面
lived in us.
什么时候我们经历他复活的大能
and when do we experience his, and when we experience his, the power of his resurrection?
那也是一件极其荣耀的事。
It is, an unspeakably glorious thing.
我们肯向自己死多少？
How much are we willing to die to ourselves?
我们肯向罪恶死多少？
Are we willing to die to sin?
我们肯向这个世界死多少？
Are we willing to, how much are we willing to die to the world?
好让我们就真的能够经历这个复活的能力。
So that we could truly experience the power of his resurrection.
教会历史里面
Throughout church history.
多少神的儿女
So many brothers, so many children of God.
他们经历过
They experienced it.
虽然是非常的痛苦
Though it was so painful.
没有一个人在受苦的时候是舒服的
No one is comfortable when they are suffering.
没有一个人尝死滋味的时候是痛快的
No one is happily tasting of death.
但是当我们肯的时候
But when we are willing,
我们就惊讶地发现
we are amazed to discover
这一个复活的能力
that this resurrection power
能够在我们的身上
is able to be on us, upon us, and change us.
这一个复活的能力
this resurrection power
不只是让我们可以做不可能的事
Not only enables us to do the impossible
这一个复活的能力
But this resurrection power
能够带我们以新的方式来认识主
Can lead us to know the Lord in a new way
我们以前也认识过主
In the past we knew the Lord
但是我们是凭着外貌认识基督
But we knew him externally
但是如今我们不再如此认他 了
But today, we do not know him in this, that way.
我们以前凭外貌认别人。
In the past, we regarded others, in the flesh.
如今我们不再凭外貌认人。
But today, we do not regard others in the flesh.
只有经历过这种复活大能的人。
Only those who have experienced this resurrection power.
你才会真的知道怎么认人。
You can understand how to regard others.
你才会真的知道怎么认识主。
You can know how to know the Lord.
复活的能力。
The resurrection power.
在马太福音28章里。
In Matthew chapter 28,
当我们的主要离开的时候,
as our Lord was preparing to leave,
他告诉他的门徒,
he told his disciples,
天上地下所有的权柄,
all authority in heaven and on earth,
都已经赐给我,
has been given to me.
所以主就交代他的门徒一个重要的使命。
And the Lord gave a great commission to his disciples.
所以你们要去。
Go therefore.
使万民做我的门徒。
And make disciples of all nations.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
凡我所教训你们的都教训他们遵守。
Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you.
我就常与你们同在。
And behold, I am with you.
直到世界的末日。
Always.To the end of the age.
基督教里面对这一段圣经熟得不得了。
We're so familiar with this passage as Christians.
但是很少人真的知道主在说什么。
But very few people know what the Lord is talking about.
大部分人讲这段圣经就是去传福音。
Most people just say, oh, it means go and evangelize.
比较好一点的人说我们要办主日学。
Now, some are a little bit better and say, oh, we should set up Sunday schools.
因为凡我们所教训你们都要教训他们遵守。
So that you can teach them all that the Lord has commanded us.
弟兄们，这一个复活的能力。
But brothers and sisters, this resurrection power.
这一个复活的生命。
This resurrected life.
在我们生命中，神有一个目的。
God has a purpose for it in our lives.
是要让我们把这个生命为着主能够带出门徒来。
It is.God gives us this life so that we can raise up disciples for the Lord.
你如果稍微懂得一点用工具书的话
If you know how to use manuals,
帮助你可以知道说在希腊文里面什么叫做主要动词，什么叫做片语动词。
If you go to the original text, and you understand the different verb tenses,
这一句话里面只有一个主要动词。
There is only one
verb.
Imperative verb here.
Make disciples.
The only imperative is to make disciples.
去。
Go.
受浸。
Baptize.
教导他们。
Teach.
都是用来形容，用来说明。什么叫做 make disciples?
Those are adverbs describing how to make disciples.
做门徒。
Make disciples.
你知道有多难？
Do you know how hard it is to make disciples?
难到一个地步。
It is so difficult to do.
需要天上地下所有的权柄。
That it requires all authority in heaven and on earth.
需要神这个复活的能力。
It requires the resurrection power of God.
我有一年有机会到菲律宾去参加一个全菲律宾的华人教会的牧者和教会领袖的一个退休会。
One year I had the opportunity to go to the Philippines and there was a conference for leaders and teachers and pastors of the Chinese churches throughout the Philippines.
在那个聚会中间有两个讲员。
There were two speakers at that conference.
我是一个。
I was one of the two.
另外一个讲员。
The other speaker
他问了一个问题。
Asked a question.
他问在场所有的人。
He asked all those present.
你们中间有谁现在你正在带门徒，而且你的门徒知道什么叫做做门徒的，请举手。
Please raise your hands. How many among you are making disciples, and your disciples know what it means to be a disciple?
你们猜多少人举手
？Guess how many people raise their hands.
Zero, you are right. 全场没有一个人举手。
Not a single person raised their hand in the audience.
今天许多人讲道。
Many people preach today.
开 conference.
Many people have hold conferences.
开讲座。
Have seminars.
有些人呢就开教会。
Open up plant churches.
有些人想办法怎么叫教会人多。
There are all sorts of ways to increase membership.
我们可以做许许多多跟基督教有关的事工。
We can do many, many Christian work.
但是今天你找不到有人愿意带门徒。
But can you find anyone today who is willing to make disciples?
因为带门徒是要命的事。
Because it takes your life.
但是主走的时候。
But when our Lord left,
他交代我们的使命
the commission that he entrusted to us
是带门徒
was to make disciples.
而且他为着要让我们可以带门徒
And in order to enable us, and to enable us to make disciples,
他把这个复活的大能赐给我们
He gave us this resurrection power.
这个复活的生命在我们
This resurrected life in us.
借着这个生命
through this life,
借着这个能力
through this power,
我们才有可能在地上培养出真正像耶稣的门徒
Only then can we make disciples on this earth that are like Christ.
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
请你相信我说一句话
Believe what I say.
将来有一天我们见主的时候
That one day when we see the Lord,
主不会问你说你开过多少场布道会。
He will not ask how many gospel meetings did you hold.
主不会问你说你讲过多少次多少个讲座。
How many seminars did you speak at?
主不会跟你说你带过多少个特别聚会。
How many special conferences did you lead?
主甚至于不会说你建立了几个教会。
The Lord won't even ask how many churches did you plant.
但是我相信他要问我们一句话。
But I believe the Lord will ask us.
你这一辈子为我带了几个门徒
How many disciples did you make for me?
这是非常难的事
This is something that is very difficult
这是非常苦的事
It takes hard work
你要花许多年的时间
You need to spend years
没有一个人会给你掌声
No one will applaud you
没有一个人在你的背后会拍拍你说干得好
No one will pat you on the back and say good job
如果我们的主在十二个人中间还有一个人要出卖他
And if our Lord himself He had 12 disciples and one betrayed him
你跟我在三个里面可能就有两个要出卖我
Now you and I We might lead 3 disciples and 2 will betray us
我们不知道要尝多少的苦
We don't know how much we need to suffer
我们不知道要流多少的眼泪
Or how many tears we will shed
我们不知道要为着他舍下多少的生命
How much of our life we must sacrifice.
但是如果有一天我们见主的时候
But if one day when we see the Lord,
有一些人因着我们的服事，他们变得像主的门徒。
And there are some people who because of our service, they look like disciples of Christ.
我们才跟主有账可以交。
Then we can give our Lord an account.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们实在感谢。
Heavenly Father, how we thank you.
因为你把你的爱子，独生爱子赐给我们。
Because you gave your only beloved Son for us.
他是如此的美丽。
He was so beautiful.
他是如此的荣耀。
So glorious.
当他离开这个世界的时候。
And when he left this world.
他就是留下了几个宝贝的门徒。
He left only a few precious disciples.
而这些门徒
And these disciples,
他们却能够把你带到整个的世界
were able to bring your gospel to the whole earth.
他们没有组织
they didn't have, they weren't well organized.
他们没有金钱
they were not wealthy.
他们没有许许多多的方法
they did not have mature methodologies.
但是他们知道怎么做门徒
but they knew how to be your disciples.
他们也会带别人做门徒。
And they made disciples.
他们就把整个罗马帝国翻了。
And they turned the whole Roman Empire upside down.
主，我们今天什么都有。
Lord, today we have everything.
但是我们没有复活的生命。
But we do not have the resurrected life.
我们没有复活的大。
And the power of the resurrection.
我们自己不像你的门徒。
We ourselves do not look like your disciples.
我们也不会带别人做门徒。
And we do not know how to make disciples.
求你赦免。
Forgive us.
求你的爱吸引。
May your love compel us.
但愿你的话让我们服下来。
May your word draw us to submit to you.
我们愿意把我们的生命投资在你要我们投资的事情上。
We are willing to invest our lives and use it where you would have us use it.
请你听我们这样的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen.